I hope in Him. It's a choice. I hope in God. It's a choice. I shall praise Him again. It's a choice. He is my salvation and my God. Again, it's a choice. He's your God, and regardless whether you choose Him or not. But here's the thing. When you choose Him, you really, truly know Him. When you choose Christ, you truly are saved.
Welcome to Friendly Connection. Friendly Connection is the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman.
Understand that each one of you in this room can share the good news of Christ in a way that I cannot.
Friendly Connection is an inspirational and encouraging weekly walk through the Word.
Think about the number of us, no matter how young or old you are, in this room. How many lives each of us could touch and change this week by redeeming the time.
We at Friendly Connection pray that today's message will be an encouragement as you live out your faith.
That is essential. If you are doing any kind of work for the kingdom of God, it's important that you know your identity in Christ Jesus.
Now, let's go to today's message.
In Psalms 42, we see how to say it is well with our soul in any circumstance. So I invite you, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms 42. We're going to look at the entirety of the Psalm, verses 1 through 11. But Psalms 42, it reads like this. As a deer pants for the water streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been a flood, have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I would go with the throng and lead them in the procession to the house of God, with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? My hope is in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon and of Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. By day, the Lord commands His steadfast love, and at night, His song is with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because the oppression of my enemies? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you troubled within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. Are you hungry for God? Are you thirsty for God? You know, I think it's so interesting how in the Psalms, so many of the things that describe God, we see Jesus describe Himself in the New Testament. We see God described as light in the Psalms. And what does Jesus say in the New Testament? I am the light of the world. What else does Jesus say in the New Testament? I am the living water. And here in Psalms 42, we're seeing the sons of Korah say, I thirst for God. And the only way this thirst could ever be quenched is by God Himself. And when He is quenching my thirst, I can truly say it is well with my soul. even though hell may war against me, if I'm in those places with God, thirsting for him, finding my refuge in him, finding my thirst quenched in him, I can truly say it is well with my soul. And then in Psalms 42, we see different aspects of things that can come against a believer. The first thing that is sort of subtly mentioned here is the voice of others. How many times have the voice of others in your life, whether it be the news, the radio, social media, friends, so-called friends, family members, how many times have they said, and maybe even well-meaning, have said something very slight, but you take it in and you take it to heart and you're like, should I really think about that? Or should I trust God? Should I start to worry? Or should I trust God? Well, we know the answer is trust God. But myself included, how many times does those voices slide in and we're like, oh, maybe I should be concerned. Maybe I should worry. Maybe I should not trust God in this situation. Psalms 42 is really putting a prohibition on this. No, don't do that. So the way that the voice comes in Psalms 42 is this: where is your God? And how many times does this happen to Christians? Something arises in the world. Some of our unsaved friends, or maybe friends who just aren't at the same place spiritually as we are, will come to us and say, well, where is your God in all of this? In all this chaos, where is God? Of course, as Christians, we know God is on his throne, that nothing catches him off guard, nothing takes him by surprise. He's in control of all. We also know that for us who believe, he's enthroned in the lives, in our hearts, through his Holy Spirit indwelling us. So one of the answers we could potentially give to our friends is this: I'll tell you where my God is. He is helping through the hands of those who love him. If you don't believe me, look around this world and you will see people doing some wonderful, wonderful things for God. So the next thing that the psalmist talks about, I believe, subtly, is self. The self. Scripture tells us we have to crucify our flesh, what, once upon a time? Weekly? Monthly? No, daily. We have to crucify our flesh daily because it is so easy to surrender to our feelings. And I believe very subtly, that's what the psalmist is saying here in verse 5. Why is my soul cast down? Why are you in turmoil within me? Why are these feelings flooding in and trying to take over? Ultimately, the psalmist is saying, I'm not going to bow down. I'm not going to surrender to feelings. I'm not going to surrender to self. I'm not going to make myself the Lord and Savior of my life. I go to my source, God. I pant after him. I long for him. His water can only fill me, can only satisfy me. The psalmist goes on to say, and I believe we could take this many different ways. We could say nature, truly as a nature, or we could say life storms, because we all face life storms, some very difficult life storms. Storms that are harder than any natural storm that occurs in nature. We could even say spiritual storms, because I'm sure we've all been through some spiritual storms in our life. But here's what the psalmist says. Verse 7, deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers, your waves have gone over me. Have you ever been in a life storm where you just felt like the waves were crashing over you, that you were drowning, that there was no hope? Have you ever been to that place? I've been to that place a couple of times. But here's what the psalmist says in Psalms 42. The psalmist says, These are yours, God. Now, I'm not saying that God puts storms on people, but I do believe that God allows storms in life and storms in nature and spiritual storms for a purpose. And I think it's good for us to look for the purpose of those things that we're going through. And maybe even subtly, that's what the psalmist is doing here, looking for the purpose, because the psalmist says, these are your waves that are crashing. These are your waterfalls coming down on me. I believe the psalmist is saying, I see the purpose and the value because this is building me more into the person God is wanting me to be. And that's what I believe the psalmist is trying to get through. Even though the self might war against me, even though others intentionally or unintentionally might war against me, even though life storms or natural storms or spiritual storms may war against me, I put my hope and my faith and my trust in God. In fact, in closing, I believe the psalmist is really saying, this is a choice. You have a choice. And here's my choice, and I hope your choice is the same, to seek God. In closing, verses 8 through 11, here are bits and pieces of what the psalmist is saying. By day, God commands his steadfast love. At night, his song is with me. Moms and dads, think about singing lullabies to your children as they go to bed. You know, think about your God loving you that much, that that's what he's doing to you. Those times maybe when you're crying yourself to sleep, in your spiritual ears, can you hear his lullaby singing you to sleep? By day, he commands his steadfast love. At night, his song is with me. This is my prayer to the God of my life. I hope in him. It's a choice. I hope in God. It's a choice. I shall praise him again. It's a choice. He is my salvation and my God. Again, it's a choice. He's your God and he's your salvation regardless whether you choose him or not. But here's the thing. When you choose him, you really, truly know him. When you choose Christ, you truly are saved. You truly are a child of God. And his promise to you is this: he will never leave you nor forsake you. So my prayer for each and every one of you is this: that you know Christ, that he truly is the Lord and Savior of your life. Because if you don't know him, if you've never been regenerated by the work that he did for you at Calvary, then you can never truly have this kind of intimate relationship with God. Because we only have relationship with God through Christ Jesus, through his work at Calvary. But here's the thing, when you truly know him, when you're a true blood-bought child of God, no matter what storm may rage against you, naturally or physically or spiritually, no matter what person might whisper in your ear or very directly or bluntly question, where's your God? Or how many times the self might want to rise up and take control. If Christ truly is the Lord and Savior of your life, every time you're going to find your place in the place of the psalmist of Psalm 42. Right there at the water brooks. Taking in the living water. Turning to God, your source and your strength. And making it that choice. I hope in God. I know he's bringing me through. I shall praise him again. And he truly is my salvation. And he truly is my God.
I hope you will join us again for Friendly Connection so we can explore God's Word together. Blessings.